Hello and welcome to Shoes Off No Cap, a podcast where we talk about all things dance. This episode is a chill one with your hosts, Ellie, Izaz, Sean, and myself, Diana. We shared stories about our dance experience, such as our first time dancing, competing, and teaching. We exposed our embarrassing moments and also our proud moments. We've each had various degrees of teaching experience, and so we talked about that too. We apologize for laughing so much, but we really did enjoy recording this. So without further ado, let's sit back, relax, and let's talk dance moments with No Cap. How are you guys?
Okay.
And how is your dance training going?
Oh, I was just about to say, Izaz is training with Ascendance. It's not even about me.
It is. It's really, really cool. We train about like twice a week and I'm in the international team. So we get like our own session every Thursdays. And then every Sunday we do a weekly, we do a whole team training as well. You know, and then Gina Michaels, she would always like bring in one external guest for those Sunday sessions. Last week was voguing and I died.
Oh,
literally and figuratively. I'm speaking to you guys from the afterlife. Yeah, it was a real vibe, guys. Yeah. Hopefully Ellie's training went a bit better than mine.
Well, it's definitely less intense. I'm not killing myself. I'm not really taking any online classes lately. I took a Babel class the other day though. I think it was Aaron's. It was just some flowy good stuff. I mainly focus on technique stuff at the moment. I bought Project Home's homework stuff as well, which I haven't really finished either.
All right. I have it too.
Modules. Yeah, but if it's not technique and if it's not online classes, probably taking classes on building block, because those are a real push for me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sweating by the end of it. I'm drenched. So, yeah, but it's good. Yeah. It's good. I haven't taken a building block class in a while. But yeah, that's mainly what I do for training wise. It's just mainly technique. What about you guys? You two, Diana and Sean.
Yeah. Well, let's just say I've gained about 2.5 kilos
of muscle.
Oh yeah.
That was a trick answer.
I wish I could say that, but that's just not the case. Yeah, I've just been eating a lot. I haven't been dancing as much as I'd like to. Yeah, I wish I could say I've been as productive as you guys, getting to the dance team, training weekly and all. But to be honest, I've just been sitting at home and watching Netflix and working from my desk.
That's valid. Yeah. Sometimes you just need a break.
And then you can get back to the backflip lifestyle, right?
I would really like to someday, but I don't think it would be very safe to do a backflip where I'm staying now. I don't want to like suddenly get a complaint like, hey, who's jumping around upstairs?
At least you can do a backflip. I can't do a backflip.
Neither can I.
It's not as amazing as you think it is. It doesn't change your life.
I have started taking classes on Steezy. So just now, actually, this afternoon, I took like CJ Salvador's class. He did like a Spanish song. Ooh. It was so nice. I was proud of myself that I keep up. Like I didn't slow down. I didn't like replay or anything. So yeah, I was just like happy that I could like keep up. Even though like it was quite an okay pace, like not so fast, but like it's an okay steady pace. And yeah, I did like 8/8. Yeah, we'll record it soon.
Have any of you done the wild, is it called the wild side challenge? Or is it wild side?
Oh, that one.
What's that?
The Normani song?
Yeah.
It's the crazy, crazy. I haven't, but I want to. And I was just, you know, asking because it would be nice if we all did it.
Yeah, and the Shoes Off No Cap.
Yeah, Shoes Off No Cap gang doing a wild side challenge.
Let's get on with our first times. When is your first time dancing or performing? At what age?
What counts as like your first time dancing? The first moment?
I mean, like, if you say performing, we could go all the way back to like our kindergarten. Yeah.
Mine is very easy. It was 2012. It was this competition called Hallyu K Motion Dance Competition, whatever the name was at the time. So I did a K-pop cover by Junsoo, Sia Junsoo, Talent Telegraph. Ooh. I did so badly. I was looking down all the time. Oh. It was just like small, skinny me on such a big stage. I came in last.
Video? Yes, there is a video. Can we watch it sometime, or is it like a no-no zone?
I'm not ready to be that vulnerable yet.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
How about you guys?
I don't know. I feel like I'm only like a proper dancer when I was like joining the Malaysian street dance scene. Like I did perform in high school, just a routine, you know, like performance, kind of, you know, school performance. Means... And I was like in the dance club.
What school do you go to?
This was in the Sekolah Sri 10B. It's a private school.
Oh, okay. You went to 10B. Oh, okay.
Only from Form 4.
Okay. So you joined the dance club there and then like you kind of like show your natural talents.
I guess. Yeah.
So. Hijabi dancer was born.
Hijabi dancer was born, that was like the first performance. I think it was Mustang's kind of like the competition thing.
Oh, the battle one, is it?
Yeah. With the LT tribe. And also the freestyle battle as well. Yeah. And we won actually, LT tribe won. But I didn't.
Yeah. It was a good set.
I wish I was around for this.
Yeah, where were you?
I was still a little fetus back in my little town in Johor.
Sean, when was your first time then?
Okay, it's not a really tough question for me because beyond just dancing, I started out doing like I did wushu before this, and the wushu I did was very much performance based. The first time like proper going up on stage and doing stuff was I think standard 6. I was part of like the wushu performance for like end year concert for like my primary school. Then I still remember like the one thing that stuck out to me that performance was I was very worried that my shoe would fly off because I don't know, that time we had Velcro shoes, you know, those like Velcro ones.
Yeah.
The Velcro was loose and I was so afraid it was going to fly off. As I was thinking about that, I almost slipped and fell and I was center.
Oh no.
Yeah, that was my first time kind of performing on stage. First time dancing on the other hand, I think it was 2012. A lot of things in my life, it started off from my sister. So my sister wanted to go for K-pop class and she didn't, that time didn't have Kawan to go with. Me being the greatest brother in the world, I went with her to learn a song from Girls' Generation.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Paparazzi by Girls' Generation.
Sounds good.
I think it's from their Japanese album. That was my first K-pop dance. I wish I could say like, oh, my first K-pop dance was Wedding Dress by Taeyang, but no. Paparazzi by Girls' Generation.
To be honest, my first K-pop dance was also by Girls' Generation. It was Genie.
Hey.
Yep. That video shall never see the light of day.
Oh man.
One day we will find it and we will do an updated version of it.
Okay. Let's do it. Me and Sean, we do the SNSD stuff.
Oh, it'll be like a good glow up.
How about you, Ellie?
I'm gonna go with maybe my first dance performance. Like, okay, back in middle school, I wasn't much of a dancer because I didn't take regular classes. I took classes, but they were just for fun and it was on and off. But there were these group of girls in my school and they had a dance group, but it wasn't official. But I thought they were cool because they were dancing and I like to dance. So I'm like, oh, can I join you guys? And then they're like, yeah, you can join us for one set. And so I joined. It was a very simple thing, but halfway, I forgot the steps and I didn't know what I was doing. So no, but the thing is, I had more balls back then than I do now, I think. Because back then, I remember I just kind of winged it. I would look at my friend, I just copy her. I think I looked ridiculous. I'm so sure that I looked absolutely ridiculous. But back then I'm like, yeah, no one can tell. No one knows that I'm winging this. I am following her right now and I am doing this right. But looking back, it was probably terrible. I think that was my first performance. It was in middle school. It wasn't even a talent show. It was just like a show in the middle of a bazaar because our school had this international bazaar to celebrate countries.
IUD or something like that.
I think it was called, in our school, it was just called International Day. But the haka, is that considered a dance?
Yeah.
So I think if we were to go back, that probably would have been my first performance. Because in fourth grade, we had to perform the haka at this like international APAC forum. And they called our school. And like at the time, our arts teacher, he was a Kiwi. Mm-hmm. He made the entire elementary school learn the haka. So that was probably my first official dance performance.
Wow. Man, that sounds like a cool teacher.
He is. He's so cool. We called him Mr. B. He put so much effort into like the arts. We had such cool productions when he was around.
The next one is first time competing in dance. Well, I've already said mine.
Yeah, I've already said mine too.
Ooh. If I were to say actual competition, it was, I think this is like way fast forward to when I was already in uni. Me and my friend, we didn't have a team or anything. We just know each other and we knew like we both like K-pop. It's like 2018, I'm already in uni. And at that point, I've been dancing for a while, but I've never gone for a competition. At this time, I didn't have many friends that were into K-pop in uni. And like, I knew her and she was like, okay, there's this competition coming up. Do you want to go? So we just went for it. And we were in Swansea. So this place is South Wales. And the competition was in Sheffield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like mid England, mid upper north England. I don't know, it's just really far. The whole journey to get there was like a good 7-hour bus ride. But we went, we competed, we didn't win, but yeah, we made so many friends there. It was like one of the most memorable experiences of my uni life. There was this group of girls. They went mad when we were on stage. When like the whole thing was over already, we had to rush to get the bus back to Swansea, and then we ran into them outside of the hall. I remember I was just like recording some videos to post on social media and all that. I remember I did a flip, and then suddenly I hear screaming behind me, and I don't know what's going on. Initially I didn't notice them until we were leaving, and then we just like waved bye and all that. And while on the bus trip back, I find myself tagged in this video, like these girls were like filming me from across like the courtyard or whatever, of me flipping. Oh my gosh. I just messaged like, oh, thanks for the video. Or, I don't know, that's the first time I felt famous.
That's a good story right there.
I think my first competition was when I was in uni, my first year. We went to Nottingham. I forgot. Oh, it's called Go Hard or Go Home.
That
was
like GHGH?
Yeah, did you go?
I've been planning to go for every year, but I never got to go.
I went all 3 years.
Dang, you guys could have bet.
What year was that? Wait, what year was that?
Oh, I mean, like, I probably graduated before you. The last year that I went was 2017, I think.
My first year, that would have been 2018 GHGH.
Oh, dude, my friends went.
But yeah, I never got to go.
Oh, but you didn't go. Yeah, so that was my first competition. We were in the intermediate category because we were all still kind of like fresh and new. Yeah, it was a good experience. The people there are so good. It's usually the battles that are first, and then it's the competition groups. Yeah, that was my first. It was an interesting experience. I don't think I felt so nervous. I felt more nervous in my final competition.
Were you in a higher category or?
We were in the intermediate category for all three. Yeah, I don't think we entered advanced ever. The third year we won first place.
Oh, yeah. Because you were in front?
So I was in front, but I don't think that's what happened. Like, I don't think that's the reason at all.
The UK, like, uni street dance scene is pretty good.
Do you know I was in the UK, right? And then I only got into, like, dance again during the third year. So like I joined the uni's dance team, but like I was so oblivious about like the whole street dance scene in the UK at that time. So I'm like, such a missed opportunity. So yeah, I just started like street dance properly in Malaysia. So yeah, that brings us to the next one. which year do you guys get into the Malaysia street dance scene? Like for me, it's 2018. I came back 2016, and then 2016 to 17, I actually took Muay Thai classes.
Whoa.
Don't mess with
her. So I trained for 1 year, but then like, you know, during Muay Thai classes, they have like music on, and I was like in between punches and kicks, I was like grooving to the music. So I was like, damn it, I want to dance again.
Stop this in me.
Yeah. So like, okay, I'll give this dance thing another chance. After that, then I joined the Malaysia street dance scene.
That's cute.
How are you guys?
Did you join by starting to go to Mustang, or was it the MYDS classes first?
Actually, I joined by going to a battle.
Oh,
yeah,
you mentioned this before.
Yeah, I think the previous
so
one
this
mentioned
is how
super.
It started.
Yeah, and then I went to I think I went to 222 first actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because that's not how I found Faruk lah.
Bang Faruk lah.
I met Diana at
Faruk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I met you and Arif there.
Diana was so cool. I remember I was so intimidated by Diana, you guys. I was like, oh my god, really? This girl's talking to me. I'm making a friend. Okay, let's talk. She was like, yo, I'm Diana.
Yo, I'm Diana. Like she had big alpha energy right there, you know?
I guess like yeah at that point I'm like I've developed myself to become a friendly person. I went into this like dance scene alone basically not knowing anyone and so I have to make friends.
You know everyone now.
Yeah.
You know everyone. Diana.
Yeah. I'm not sure how you want to define getting into the local scene because I never left the country. Unlike you three, I just studied here. Aku budak local sial. Kerja kami sini je, you know.
I guess like masa your K-pop competition or...
I competed in a few K-pop competitions after that 2012 one, but I only stopped K-pop at like 2015 like that. I only took like at the time it's called urban choreo. I'm just gonna call it that, urban choreo style, more seriously, like 2015 onwards. So I was like in kind of a rut, like I couldn't find any good teacher for choreo class because that time you couldn't really find choreo classes a lot, but you could find a lot of like much as street style classes like popping, locking, hip hop, whacking. All those classes, you had a ton of them, but choreo class specifically I couldn't really find it. I tried to go around Klang area because it's just right behind my house, there's Peanut Butter Studio, so I went for K's class, but K didn't show up. Why? Because apparently the Rejuvenate member who was looking after that place, he said that actually not enough members, so K won't be coming today. And I was like, oh, you should have told me like earlier.
Aww.
Okay, so okay, that's so cancel lah. Nak pergi came your class, but on the way back to my house from Peanut Butter Studio, I saw Freaks Dance Academy. Now, I'm sure like a lot of listeners would know Freaks Dance Academy. They are like a big thing in Klang area. Mm. You know? So I saw Freaks Dance Academy. So I entered je lah. You know, I had no idea who Freaks were and who's in charge of it. I saw there's choreography class by Fuzz Friday. I don't even know who this Fuzz Wayne was, you know. I went to Fuzz's class the next week, immediately got hooked, and I've been going to his class ever since 2016, sampai 2018, until he stopped teaching. Every single studio that he went to teach, I follow.
Wow.
So sometimes one week, I would go to his class twice. Even though it's the same choreo, I really, really wanted to get good at dancing like him, you know.
Damn.
He was that kind of idol for me. I think what really attracted me to his style was like his moves are not hard, but the way he fits in to the music, lit nak mampus, yeah, serious. And I couldn't believe like someone like that existed here, you know, like, you know, when we're always so used to saying that like, oh, we'll never get this kind of like teaching here, you know, like we don't have this kind of people here because we don't have the infrastructure or the kind of community that would support this kind of thing. And it's like, boom, other this guy, you know. So yeah, so Abang Fuzz, wherever you are, you know, I still miss you. You should have been to his classes like early 2016, 2017. Oh my god, that was peak lit, you know, like so many people would come for his class. It's like a damn workshop every single time, you know. Sean, how about you? When did you get into our dancing? I mean, I know we performed together, right?
Yeah. It depends like how you want to define getting to the like the dance scene. Because yeah, like, I'm from JB. JB's dance scene is kind of its own thing. I took like my first hip hop class, like street dance class in 2013. Yeah, when I took PMR. Ooh. That was 2013. Oh. That time, like there's only two like academies in JB that were like pretty famous and most people will go there, which is Twister and Odd Dance Studio. Now there's more lah, but then it was only these two and it was always super far from my house and my parents were like super reluctant to send me and my sister. That year not exactly 1 year lah, I would say about 9 months, I went to this guy's class. His name was Kaya. Now he goes by Kaden. Kaya 老师, if you ever hear this, I miss you. You're great. He was my first like instructor. I taught like a lot of different things outside of hip hop, because I took their internal dance exam as well. And for like grade 2, you needed to do 2 styles. So he introduced me to locking, which ended up being something that I also really, really enjoy. Yeah, I only went there for 9 months. At that point, I had to choose between either continuing dancing or going for like more serious wushu training. And I went with wushu.
Are you still doing wushu?
I wish I could say, like, I practice some of the forms every now and then, but I haven't like properly gone somewhere to train for the longest amount of time.
If you girls are feeling unsafe going somewhere or not, just bring Sean with you. You or the other guys.
Diana can also like kick ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Diana can also kick ass. So obviously I'll just hide behind Ellie.
Did you not do martial arts, you guys?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You do, right?
We can go to the seediest part of KL and be strong.
Before coming back here, I knew that I wanted to take classes, but I didn't know where, like 2 to 3 months after I came back. Because the first 2 months I just did ballet, like just technique, simple ballet classes. And then I found 1 Million and Mustang. 1 Million because Farouk and Fuzz had a pop-up workshop there.
Oh, one so man's like, good.
One million. Sorry, you won.
You went all the way to Seoul.
Yeah, I was looking at one dance and Mustang. I was interested in Faris Azim's class, Farouk and Fuzz. All the Fs, yeah, the triple Fs. And it was good. I met Arif at one dance and he recommended me to go to dance tech. So like from there, that's where I just kind of started getting into the scene. So that would have been what, 2018?
Yeah, that was where I met you too.
No, we met at Taylor's. We took that Australian guy's workshop, right? I remember you shook my hand. I was like, dude, that's the most polite dancer I've met so far.
I think we kind of like mentioned this already, but like just to recap, where was the first local studio that we went to?
I think it was Mustang.
Jesus?
Freaks Dance Academy.
Sean? Dang.
Okay, there's 2. Fun Fit Dance Studio, which doesn't exist anymore. And then there's Twister Dance Studio from Johor Bahru. Shout out to the JD peeps.
For me, it was 222 and then Mustang. And then Mustang forever. Woo! When and where is the first time that you've been to like a dance class in another country?
Mine was in Japan, 2016. February 2016, Japan. 3 weeks, I went to N Dance Studio. That was then when I realized that, choreo is what I want to do. I want to be as a dancer. Yeah.
For me, okay, if I don't count like a uni dance team, I would say it's Synergy Collective in Swansea, South Wales. They are incredible group of young kids. I will forever remember them. They were part of my like multiple uni projects. They're amazing. But yeah, they are incredible. We did I think it was it reggae or dance hall set, and it was so good. I've never felt so much hype in the class before, but that was
those are the best.
Those are the best kinds of classes.
For me it was like in the UK as well, like the uni dance clubs. Yeah, but then other than that, I've not actually been to an international dance class. What was your first class dance that you teach?
When was the first time you taught a class, was it?
Yes. It was in 2020. Was it during the pandemic?
Yeah, it was in the pandemic. It was last year.
Yeah. Last October, Faris Azim, he wanted to do like a collaboration with his students. Mm-hmm. So there were like 5 of his students in Mustang. Each week, different student, different choreo. So yeah, collab with Faris Azim.
Okay, let me just say these 2 moments. No, maybe 3. You'll see why. The first one, I taught an after-school club a short dance sequence because the teacher that was supposed to couldn't come in. She was stuck in traffic or something. So that was kind of like my first teaching a dance choreography experience. But my first official class, not my own class, but like just my first official dance teaching moment, would be in uni when I taught like a few classes of my own choreography to the the society. And then my first official own dance class, like Corey Ellie's choreography slot, was here at Dance Hall. You can gauge and tell me which one is the first.
I'm exactly the same as Ellie. I'm not really sure what my first dance class was, because in uni I was part of the K-pop club or something like that. So we had like a collaboration with the dance club. I would teach K-pop classes, but it would be like, as you know, under dance club when you stuff lah. That was 2013. I would teach boys K-pop to the uni. And then, but I think my first time like I ever like got paid to teach my own choreo, it was in 2015. It was this project that I did with a couple of other friends. Amy is included as well. That's where I met Amy. So there was like Amy and a few other people. Nicole was there as well. These guys, they used to teach dance in their school. And then after they graduated from school, their juniors still wanted to learn dance from them. So they just made like kind of like a dance workshop lah, of some sort, you know, just for like people who know them. But then turns out that dance workshop agak laku. So that was my first time. I think I got like about like 35 to 40 students in that class.
Was this Dance Inc?
Yeah, Dance Inc, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so you guys know Alamak Dance Studio again, that big studio. So it was full for my class. And I'm like,
damn.
And so I taught at Dance Inc three times, and all three times it was like kind of full like that, you know. So
yo.
I was one of your students, Jesus.
You were one of my students.
Yeah.
Ooh,
all the times I went. I'm not sure whether you knew me then yet.
I think I knew you then already, because I kind of asked Evelyn to promote the workshop because she was teaching there also.
Yeah. I remember that particular one. Because later on PDC, we collaborated with you guys as well, ma. This Dance Inc.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing that Izzaz has a lot of fans actually.
You have many more true fans that follow you. It's not a number on an account.
Okay. Yeah. I'm proud of everyone who follows my dance journey. I love you all. My first like proper like Izzaz choreography dance slot was January 2019, Dance Step. Yeah, Melody, she just asked her, you know, Izzaz, do you want to do a beginner class slot? So I'm like, yeah, okay. It's really hard doing beginner's choreo, guys. It's really, really hard. Why? Because like, you think that you can just recycle the same moves again and again and again, but you yourself, you don't feel satisfied. So you have to like structure the class in a way that it's not difficult for people to learn, people who are not experienced in dance to learn. But at the same time, you just don't want it to be like, you know, the type of class where you just half-ass step, you know? You guys understand what I mean?
Yeah,
you want them to dance. You don't want them to memorize step or moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really good experience for me.
Sean, have you taught a dance class?
Yes, actually, but nothing to like Ellie or you or Izzaz like level. Okay, this was in Taylor's. I wanted to go for one of the K-pop class for like Taylor's Dance Club.
Mm.
And then that day I went, the teacher didn't show up. There were a few people there. And I was like, you guys, do you want to like learn a choreo? I kind of learned this a while back. Do you want to learn it? And it's like, oh, sure. And then I just started teaching. Next thing I know, I taught a whole class. This was, what was the choreo? It was Dope by BTS. Yeah, not too long after that, I ended up taking over the class. I didn't teach too much until I was like in uni. Then I taught intermediate hip hop. Probably was more like street style. So I just, every week was like a slightly different, also a different street style. I just taught like bare basics of each style.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you have like more teaching experience than me. I'm realizing that you're a low-key OG actually, Sean.
Yeah, yes.
I feel so disconnected from you guys punya scene, because you guys would are like Klang Valley scene where like everyone comes here. Yeah, I didn't know anyone else. The only people I knew in like the Klang Valley dance scene was Izzaz.
Oh, and my bro for life.
Section 2, we're going on about embarrassing moments, embarrassing. So what is or what are the most embarrassing moments that you've experienced in class, on stage, on set?
Okay, so I mean, it's not in class, but I used to do a lot of private classes for students who want to go for competitions and stuff like that. I would just choreo a piece and then they would just take it and go for comp. This is one boy. I won't mention his name because I'm scared that he might be listening in into this podcast. I mean, he's no longer a boy now. At the time, he was like 13, 14. You know, he's in uni already. But anyways, so, you know, like he's a bit on the, you know, the soft side, I was more. And all right, so yeah, I teach the choreo. choreo, do again, teach choreo, do again, teach choreo, do again, and then like, okay, again. And then suddenly started crying. And then he started crying. And I was like, oh, okay, no, it's okay, don't cry. And then he started crying. And I'm like, oh my goodness, because we practice at his house, you know, and like, oh my God, what if his mom comes down now for good?
Oh my God.
So, I mean, it was embarrassing to me because I felt like, oh my goodness, did I go too far?
Were you strict?
You know, sometimes you just don't realize that you're strict or whatever, you know. I try to be as conscious as possible whenever I'm teaching, especially when it's like private or when I'm teaching young people, because they're a bit more, you know, like you need to handle them with care, you know, right? Maybe I might have like much put pressure on him or whatever, but to be fair, he was the one who wanted to win and stuff like that. So yeah, he started crying, and then I was like, okay, it's okay. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I mean, he eventually stopped crying, so it's okay. I mean, he still continued to hire me even the next year.
How do you do for the competition?
Not too well that first year. The second year that he hired me again, he did with like two other of his friends, and then they went on to win third place.
Hey.
Oh, awesome.
The tears were worth it.
Yeah, the tears were worth it. But yeah, I'm so sorry, bro.
Okay, I have one story. I don't think many people know this because I've never told anyone about this story before. So this is from Taylor's time. Like, I just joined TDC. I was taking Eve's class and she messaged me like, oh, well, we're doing a kind of duet choreo today. Can you come earlier? I can teach it to you first. Then we can teach like everybody at the same time. I'm like, okay. So I go there. Eve is teaching me the steps beforehand. And then she asked me like, did you eat something just now? Cause like I smell so, I was like, I ate chili pan mee before that. And my friend just stank of chili pan mee. Like, oh my God. Like, I don't know how to act at that point. I was just so embarrassed. Like, I'm just glad that no one else was around. And Eve, I'm not sure whether Eve remembers this, but like, at the point I was like, I'm going to take this to my grave. She was like a mentor to like people of Taylor's Dance Club.
Yeah, I learned a lot from her also.
But yeah, that's my embarrassing moment.
I just remember.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
So I was at one dance. I was going for a pop-up class, but then I was a bit early. There was actually supposed to be a class before the class I wanted to take, but no one was in that class. So the studio person was like, hey, do you want to just join this class for free? Because there's no one and you might as well, right? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not then? I'm like, what's the class? I don't know what the name was, but it was something along the lines of girl style / twerk. Oh. So I already said yes. So I was like, oh, okay. I went up to the instructor and I'm like, hi, I'm Ellie. And then she was like, hi, okay, let's get started. So we danced, and then like she asked about my experience, and she taught me like a bit of choreo, and it was like, it was very girl style. And then there came a part where we had to twerk. So at that point she was like, okay, let's go through like how you can twerk. So she kind of like showed me how to do it and like how she does it and how many times I need to twerk for the choreo. And then the instructor for the next class came in, and then I felt a bit awkward. Because after he came in, his friends came in. Yeah. There's like 5 minutes left of this class, and I'm just here like twerking my ass with this instructor. It was just the two of us on the dance floor, and everyone else was like there. It was so awkward. She was like watching me do it, you know, trying to like fix my butt and all, because I wasn't like the best at it back then. And then the instructor that came in, the guy, he didn't know we were taking a class. So he like went up beside us and he started twerking as well. And then the instructor was like, the studio owner, I think she kind of like gestured like, hey, they're taking a class. And then I was like, oh shit, sorry. And then I had secondhand embarrassment from him. But I also felt embarrassed because I was going to take their class later, and I'm just there looking completely stupid, trying to twerk. So I felt so embarrassed because they were all just there. Like, I know they're not looking, but they can see me. I'm the only person there.
Has your twerking gotten better?
A lot better, yeah. I twerk for fun now.
I want to see Ellie twerk.
So the instructor for twerking and all was
and, oh, okay.
And the dude that twerked next to me was
What are your proudest moments in class?
I'm always proud in my class whenever I see my students enjoy themselves and do the choreo.
Aww.
Hey.
I'm always proud.
Yeah.
Proud of you guys. I'm proud of Sean. I'm proud of all the other students that have come to my class. Keen, Jonathan, Lynn, everyone else from Dance Tech. I'm sorry, I don't know your names, but like, wow. you guys know me already, right? I'm very bad at names, but I know that you all come and you all always show me that you're willing to like put up with my crap of choreos. Yeah, I always get very proud. I always get especially proud be doing the choreo and then I turn back and then suddenly like everyone's just like moving and grooving and vibing it out. And
especially
proud when you see like the person who like struggle at the start of the class and then at the end of the class during the select groups, you can see them like, you know, they're really concentrating, they have their eyes down, their head down, but they're doing the step marbles. And then once they finish it and then they'll be like, oh my goodness, did I just do that? You know, you can see the look in their faces when they say that, oh my goodness, I just did the impossible. You know, I get the most proud when I see that. Yeah. We are dance teachers. You know, we're in the business of making people believe that they can do what they can't do, right?
You know, Izzaz, I'd always wanted to go to your classes, but like it was like they were all at Dance Tech. So which I'm like,
yeah.
And it's expensive. No, not Jawin. It's just it's expensive.
Tech, yeah. It was expensive. Yeah. It's really expensive. Especially macam last year when I was still teaching there, like the price for drop in is like $50. And I'm not worth $50 per class. Ooh. Seriously. Guys,
no, it's not just you, though, it's everyone there.
So, that's what I did for your class.
I know, man. Education. I love you, man. No, I mean, it's not as if I get paid more. Also, you know, like by you know when the draw in fees are like $50, and it's not as if I get paid more. It's just expensive, you know. And even when I teach you guys, knowing that like the people who drop in my class pays $50, like it kind of makes me a bit squeamish. But then what to do, you know? Sometimes you just have to ikut arahan kan saya yang menurut perintah. You know, inside all the government letters down there.
But I'm glad that I got to like learn your choreos at some point. Like I remember Masa tu dekat the one with Ellie and Arif as well. Yang Ellie Henry apa nama tempat tu? Ellie was the place.
Does it resonate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that and also like Masa lockdown kan, you did a class last year.
Ah, yeah,
and then I danced with Ellie.
Yeah,
we'll have plenty more chances soon.
Can't wait.
If no studio wants to take us, then we'll open our own studio.
When I was in Summer Jam, I always go back to this class because it's just the most confusing class ever. It was Akko and Reina's class. I think I performed my worst in that class because I just couldn't follow. But I was really proud of myself at the end of it because I think there was at least 1/8 I just didn't even understand, so I just did my own thing and it continued the rest of the choreo. So I was proud that I continued, but also that class like really changed things for me. Like it made me realize what I wanted to work on movement wise and how I wanted to move. Cause they like Akko has a certain style that was like swag but chill, and I was like, dude, that's really nice. Like I wanna get better like that. That's so nice. So that was like a turning point for me, and I was really proud that I pushed myself in that class. Cause initially I didn't want to take that class because I know like back then like just swag is like not my thing. Right now I'm still trying to work on it, but like back then it was like a lot harder for me. I was like, I'm not used to this. Nope. That was probably a proud moment for me.
Okay, as like recently, of course, like the you know, teaching a class with Faris Azim. Like the Faris Azim.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I get the feeling at that point. I get the feeling of, you know, you guys as teachers, like, how do you feel when students do your choreo. Mm-hmm. It's indescribable.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, right? Warm butterfly kind of feeling.
Is this something you put up together in like in a room, or like, I mean, in this case, you with Azim, and then suddenly when mm-hmm. you turn back, it's like, oh, everyone's doing your movements, you know?
Yeah.
Like they get really into it. Like it makes your heart just so warm.
That was nice.
Damn, I miss teaching. What were you especially proud of during that class, Diana? Mm-hmm. Like, did one moment jump out specifically to you?
I think that there are two moments, lah. Watching people doing my choreo, watching you guys, Ellie, Arif, everyone doing choreo. Also, I think while performing it, like, I don't know, it was just like the hard work that we put in and the idea coming out, and then performing to my friends. Like just dancing, the people that I know.
Your community.
Yeah, my community. Yeah, just like feeling the emotions, the song. Looking back at the video, like, yeah, it was pretty good. I'm proud of it.
I'm proud.
It wasn't perfect, but it was good, yeah.
It was good, yeah. Like, I don't know, just felt good to do too.
For me, I haven't taught too many of my own choreos, but I've organized a lot of other event kind of things. In my mind, the biggest thing that I've done was I helped bring Jay Kim. He was a choreographer from 1 Million Dance Studio back in the day. I like managed to get him to come to Swansea to teach my gang, and basically it's an open class, like guest choreographer, and I helped organize the studio where we're going to go. I remember one day I went to like 5 different studios in like my small little town to see like, oh, where is available for this day at this time. I needed it. It was super last minute as well. I had to organize it within 2 weeks. And like when it all finally came together, I was just so happy. And I had to film and take the class at the same time. I mean, it was very hectic. But I remember at the end of the class, the select group, he selected me to dance with him, like just the two of us. And it was like, oh my God, this is like, I get recognition from my oppa. Like the OG dude. Yeah, that's like still one of the most memorable things that has happened to me in my whole dance journey. That was a very proud moment for me in class.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that was a very hectic time. I'm happy to say that I don't regret much, because I was just going at it the whole time up till when the pandemic hit and forced me to stop. I feel like I've done whatever I could to make the most of what when I was there.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Each one of us have been to competitions, right? Like we've mm-hmm. done competitions. Which one competition that we're so proud of?
I'm just skimming through all of my comp memories, and I'm like, it's actually very easy to pick out the proudest moment at a comp. It's actually the one that I took part with Ellie, the Dance Now one.
I was thinking of that one too.
The one where we did There's a Real Tea Life, that one, that song. Yeah, like, so it was me, Ellie. Me, Ellie, Arif, and Shah.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick. At that time, before you guys ajak me to, you know, to do that set for Size and compete at Size Big, you know, like I could not dance like you guys at all. Like I was the exact opposite of how they all move. You know, when different dancers have different ways of moving and different ways of listening to the song, you know, some people initiate from the beat, some people just milk out the beat, you know, that's their natural rhythm. Mm-hmm. So I was always the, you know, I like to call it the Melayu star, like be like, that was why I always managed to like fit in better with John stuff, you know, when we were with Ota Dean, because it was just like straight. And then suddenly when we come in with Seismic, there's like male, forward, up, forward. You know, that's kind of stuff. It was a real struggle for me, guys. I broke down so many times training for it. I really, really broke down so many times training for it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So I pijak kaki I, but it was such a struggle for me, you know, to do that set. But I didn't want to quit at all, you know, because like, you know, we are already committed. There was at one time, I think it was just like a few days before the comp, you know, so I had to like balik awal, and then you guys filmed it without me. And I looked at that set without me, the set looks so much better, you know, seriously at that time. So I was like, oh my goodness, you know, like this is really, really, I cannot do this at all. I was I was really about to text Shah and say that, you know, like, I don't think I can do this, really, really. I'm so sorry, you know, but you know, I didn't want to put you guys into that position, you know. So have to swallow whatever your discomfort and then just force yourself to do it, lah. And then yeah, and then we did that calm, and then we won what, 13th place? Was it 13 or 10? I really can't remember. It's either of those places, lah, because Skazba won first, and then there's Vibration at 6, and I remember like two places after that was John and his boys. Aww.
Yeah.
And then two or three places after that is us.
This was how many teams?
50 over.
Wow.
It entered the Malaysia Book of Records for the most number of participants for a dance competition.
Oh, did it?
Wow.
Yeah, it did.
Even Diana took part. Yeah. So yeah, I was really, really exceptionally proud of myself for pulling through. After that, you know, it really taught me a lot, you know. Like, I can move a different way. Now I belong with Seismic with you guys.
You always belong with Seismic.
Oh, Andy.
What are you on about? I know we flow, but like, we have other things we like to work on too. I'm not the best tutter, but I like to learn your tutting.
Ellie, was that the proud moment for you as well?
Yeah, I think like for the competitions out of all of them, I would say the one I did with Izaz, the Seismic one, that is very dear to me because it's with people that I really connect with. Like, I really care about these people, and then I get to dance with them on stage and compete. Like, that's pretty freaking cool. It was a different push for me because in uni, like, we did make our own sets, but I was working with people who like really knew how it was gonna go down. But like with Seismic, we were all kind of like unsure. So we were all figuring it out together. Even though some of us have already done competitions like Izaz and Shah, we still weren't sure what we were going into or how. So that's why like I'm proud of all of us for sticking through it and helping each other where we can.
I remember just now I mentioned like the first competition I went to, it was like all the way in Sheffield. Following year, I went back again, but this time I helped train a team to go compete. So this was their first competition as well. I wasn't part of their group. I was just purely like the person that trained them. They went up, did the set and all. It was Mama by EXO. And they ended up winning. I was so shocked. I was so proud because even though I wasn't the one that won, it's like when you see your students win, you help like coach people, and then they end up winning.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
It's rewarding.
It's very rewarding. It was a very good feeling. Oh man, there was so much screaming. I always tend to be like the only guy in the group. I don't know why, but there was just so much screaming. There were tears, and I'm there just like, I don't know how to process these emotions.
It's really true. You are like secretly an OG.
Dad.
I'm all over the place. I don't have roots anywhere.
It's okay. You're like the gypsy of the dance scene. For me, I think it was the Mustang competition with LT Tribe.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one. Even though like I only went to two competitions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like LT Tribe was like my first dance crew ever. Before this, it was all in my head with Step Up and all that. So it's so hard to choose between those two because those two are like, they hold different, you know, meaning to me. But I think the first one was like the proudest because it was my first ever experience dancing with a crew and then winning it. And I got to fly.
You got to fly?
The routine, like there was like one point where like they like lifted me off the ground. So I was like a flying Jesus. So yeah.
Oh yes, wow. I remember that.
Teaching moments. Who's your number one fan? Do you have that one student who's always in your class?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm about to marry her soon.
Oh! I give a cool answer.
I guess like from this, I can learn that I have to like teach dance classes to like get a husband. Okay, next question. Who's your wacko student? What does that mean, Izaz?
Over the top, because personally to me, I feel like I don't have that many over the top students that are really amazing.
Okay. I mean, if you want to go wacko, for me, it's myself lah. I'm the craziest person in the class.
I see. Yeah, okay, I agree.
I guess Azim would be like, I'm talking about little Azim, by the way, like Nick's
cousin. Oh, okay.
He can banter with me really well. And sometimes he just like goes off and he would freestyle and he just be so whack, but in a good way. Yeah. But if I'm fooling around, he will fool around with me. That's why it's like, it's great.
Mm. But the other Azim is also wacko, you got.
Yeah, the other Azim is really crack. He's really crack. If you pair him with John, it gets even like 10 times crack, you know. It's really bad. Like whenever I go to class and then they're in that class and then when they're together, you can't focus at all if they're next to you. It was Aaron Chow and Andrew in your workshop. So like I was there and then John and Azim were next to me and then they were paired up with each other. Yeah, there was one move where you had to like touch your inner thigh, right? They go and touch each other's inner thighs.
And I was like, bromance.
Andrew and Aaron say that like, okay, you have to be like comfortable with each other, and then they really went into each other's like personal space and like were really rubbing out on each other. And oh my god, I could not focus at all. Dear listeners, never ever stand next to them in class.
I was paired with Azim, like, you know when we had to switch partners.
Oh yeah,
I got him. Yeah, but he didn't do the whole inner thigh thing. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
What's a future dance moment that you're looking forward to?
Going back to classes.
In person classes.
Going back to class and see you guys again. Class atmosphere.
I can't wait to like teach again and have sessions. Finally dance with you guys.
I will never ever take like sessions or classes for granted ever again.
I'm really like looking forward to the moment that I go to a dance camp.
Yes, I've never done really, that. I want to do
you
that
really too. Grow there. You will really grow at dance
either
camps.
I grow or I die.
Or both. You might do both. Like everyone dies at camp. Like just always gonna push you. And it's a good push, I feel.
We hope that you got to know us a bit more in this episode. Feel free to slide into any of our DMs if you have any questions at all, even if it's about a past episode that we did before. We may answer your question in a future chill episode, and we would love to hear your thoughts on our podcast so far. Are you enjoying it? Are you learning a lot? Do you not like certain parts? Do you have any topic suggestions? Your opinions matter and really do help us improve this podcast. All right, thanks so much for listening, and till next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and keep dancing!